A U.S. government shutdown could have huge implications abroad.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Budget negotiations between the White House and House Republicans seem to be at an impasse, and a government shutdown looms here in the United States. In addition to domestic programs, foreign aid, the passport and visa process, all that could come to a halt. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live with details this morning. Hi, Gregory.
Hi.
What kind of foreign aid are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, anything from building schools for girls in Afghanistan to training police officers in Iraq to combating HIV/AIDS in Rwanda, all of it could be affected by a shutdown. The larger question is, though, what is going to happen to foreign aid in these budget negotiations? Because according to a Gallup poll, foreign aid is the only piece of the budget that a majority of Americans agree should be cut. Shutdown or no, the fate of a lot of foreign aid is uncertain.
All right. So how else would a shutdown have a global impact, Gregory?
Well, as you said, all kinds of document processing the government does on a daily basis. I mean, visas, passports, licenses for import-export businesses. I called Stephen Davies. He's an economic historian at the Institute for Economic Affairs in London, and he remembers what this meant in the 1990s.
The last time that there was a shutdown, it led to a significant delay in any sort of procedural documentation that required applying to an agency of the federal government would basically just not happen while the shutdown was in place.
So overseas businesses, especially ones that depend on quick government approvals for the flow of goods, they're going to be watching the Hill today very closely.
Yes, we all will. All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Libyan rebels report heavy fighting today on the main road that runs parallel to the Mediterranean coast. Those opposition forces are fighting off advances by those loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. And if that weren't enough, the opposition is running out of money. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The rebels say the situation is desperate. Oil sales have collapsed. There's an asset freeze by the US, Europe, and others. Very little revenues coming into Libya. The rebel-held territory is a cash economy with hardly any cash. The banks will be empty in 2 weeks. Thousands of workers may go unpaid. Albrecht Ritschl is with the London School of Economics. He says the rebels will even be hard-pressed to create their own new currency.
Apparently, they don't even seem to have a money printing press there. So just imagine the technical difficulties of printing money if you don't have the technology.
He says they may soon have to resort to bartering. The rebels have called on the US and Europe to send them some of the billions they've frozen. Gaddafi and his supporters, meanwhile, are sitting pretty in monetary terms. They have access to the Libyan central bank's ample reserves of gold and dollars. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mixed at the moment. Asian stocks were mostly higher today, but Japan's Nikkei fell. Investor service Moody's says it could downgrade Toyota's credit rating because of production disruptions in Japan. Satellite TV provider Dish Network won a bankruptcy auction for video rental chain Blockbuster. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow lost 6 points to end the day at 12,393.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions in the U.S. that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality.
The latest data on mortgage applications come out in just a few minutes. The last few weeks have seen fewer people applying for loans. That's despite lower home prices and a slew of homes, including foreclosures, on the market. Well, a lot of those foreclosures are vacant houses, unsecured, and a haven for crime. So real estate agents who oftentimes enter those homes all by themselves are thinking a lot about personal safety. From foreclosure-heavy Florida, Tracy Samuelson reports.
When you think of dangerous jobs, you think policeman, fireman, but real estate agent?
When you're ready, come up on the target, get ready to pull the trigger.
Weird.
That was Stephanie King being coached through her first time firing a gun. She's on Florida's Gulf Coast in a class that's the first step to getting a concealed weapons permit. Because lately things have been a bit dicey on the job, King works for a broker who specializes in distressed properties. Just recently, she was alone on a visit to a vacant house with a graffiti-tagged barn.
You don't know what's waiting for you inside a property that's been sitting vacant for 2 or 3 years. And so I spent the whole time on the phone just so that somebody knew, you know, where I was if something happened.
Given the glut of foreclosed homes on the market, realtors across the country have a tough choice to make. Work with vacant and potentially dangerous listings or lose out on business. Melanie Johnson is another broker taking the class.
Just about everything I've sold in the last few years has been either a short sale or a bank owned.
Of those sales, half were vacant. In Florida, one in every 7 home loans was in foreclosure at the end of 2010. Nationally, a whopping 39% of existing home sales were distressed properties. So while it's certainly not for everyone, that has a subset of realtors looking to pack heat.
My saying always is, get the training you need today to save your life tomorrow.
Weapons instructor Joe Naples is a former policeman. He says empty houses attract vagrants, and that can pose a real threat for realtors. Of course, carrying a gun is a huge responsibility. Other realtors turn to mace or tasers. And Johnson says while the class was a good start, she'd like a bit more practice before toting a gun in her purse.
It's not quite as shocking when it first goes off and it's boom and the power and everything, but it makes you think a lot. How you really hope you never have to use it.
In Palmetto, Florida, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And finally, despite a sour economy, people are spending more money than ever on pets, according to the latest survey from the American Pet Products Association. An average of 15% of pet owners said their dogs' or cats' medical treatment would take precedence over their own. Veterinary care will rise to a whopping $12 billion this year. You know what's also expected to be higher? Gift spending. Expected to be 30% higher for pets this year. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you've got sticker shock when you walk into the grocery store, you're in the same boat as shoppers all over the world. Global food prices are rising steadily, but not at the same pace everywhere you go.
So some countries import food, some countries export food. And other countries are basically self-sufficient in food and don't really participate much in international markets.
I'm Bob Moon. The discrepancy in global food prices. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.